MSC Sifuba, please give us an outline for today's event and why did you choose this location?
Today we are commemorating and celebrating the Human Rights Day. The Human Rights Day, which we all remember that on the 21st of March in this country, 1960, people were killed. They lost their lives just for standing up for their rights, wanted their dignity to be respected. And we are also celebrating this day because after the advent of the new democracy, then a new constitution was put in place. And in that constitution, we have Chapter 2, Bill of Rights. And that Chapter 2, it gives the citizens of this country, it gives them the rights to equality, it gives them the rights to education, rights to health, rights to dignity and privacy. There are so many rights that are there, which in the past people did not have. So we are celebrating that part. We have chosen this area of Windhoek because Windhoek is part of the town, or the towns of Free State. The people, the constituency here is part of the people of the Free State. So as government, we've taken a decision to say we must come closer to the people if we are going to understand their needs and see the circumstances where they live. Places like Windhoek must not be left behind. So we are also having what the president has launched as the social compact. Social compact, that means that as government, we must be in interaction with the people in every respect.
This year's theme is deepening a culture of social justice and human rights. How is the Free State contributing to this focus?
In my department, we make sure that we use that Department of Sports as a culture and recreation to promote people's culture, to celebrate people. Last night, I was in Tabanchu opening Arts Festival, where artists from different areas are coming together. We are also saying, as the people of the Free State, let us, as I said it earlier, respect one another. We've got a sketch of gender-based violence in our country and in the Free State. It's prevalent, GBV, in the Free State. So let us stand together. Let us protect lives. Let us protect lives of women. Let us protect lives of children. And also men at some instances, because last week I attended a funeral of a man that was killed and burned by his wife. So we need to stand against those things as the society. And when we use social media, we don't perpetuate these things that seek to take away the rights of individuals.
MEC Sifuba, what is your message to the people of the Free State for Human Rights Month?
My message for the people of the Free State for Human Rights is to remind them that this country has a past, an ugly past for that matter, and we cannot afford to go back there. That was the past that did not respect human dignity. That was the past that legalized or put into law inequality. We have a constitution. The Bill of Rights give rights to everybody, and we must remember that rights comes with responsibility. As much as we enjoy the rights that we have that are enshrined in the Constitution, we must also remember that those rights go hand in hand with responsibility. We have all those rights to be able to do whatever we do. We can make sure that we get education that we want, we get health care, we get have access to security. All the things that are enshrined there, let us use them, but use them responsibly. Democracy is meant to work for everybody. Democracy means that everybody has a right to participate in it and be respected. I thank you.